Chapter 5. Nim stood in the doorway, looking out to sea one last time before the sunset, just in case Jack got home faster than he thought. Because no matter how much she liked reading letters from Alex Rover, she'd like to see Jack's sails even more. Through the shadows, she could see not a boat, but a browny-green dot floating in on the waves. "Chica's coming!" Nim shouted, but Selkie and Fred had settled down for the night. Selkie grumble-barked, but neither of them moved. In a few minutes, it would be completely dark. Nim pulled on her sweater and grabbed the flashlight. Its light shone pale in the dusk as she jumped down the rocks to Turtle Beach. Walking slowly on the cold night sand, she turned off the flashlight and waited. The turtle paddled steadily toward her, a hump of shell glooming dark in the gray waves, and heaved herself onto the sand. Nim crept closer. "Welcome home, Chica." Chica was too busy to answer. She dragged her huge body up above the reach of the highest tide and started scooping out sand with her strong front flippers. It was hard, grunting work. Nim squatted beside her, watching quietly in the darkness and wiping away sand from the turtle's watery eyes until the hole was just as deep and wide as it needed to be. The stars scattered brightly and were mirrored in the sea. A fat crescent moon rose amongst them, and egg after round white egg rolled into the bottom of the nest. 99, Nim whispered as Chica pushed sand back into the hole, rocking her heavy body back and forth till the sand was thumped hard and smooth. She didn't want anyone else to know where her precious babies were hidden. "Maybe in a few years," Nim told her, 99 turtles will come back and lay their eggs here too." For as long as she could remember, Chica had been the only turtle to swim out of the sea back to this beach where she was hatched to lay her own eggs. "But maybe this year some of your daughters will be old enough." She tickled Chica's wrinkly chin till her wise turtle eyes blinked with happiness. "You can meet them when they come to lay their eggs, and then their daughters will come back, and then their daughters, and there will be lots of turtles again." Chica blinked again, sleepily this time. Nim kissed the top of her leathery head and followed the flashlight beam back to her own bed. Jack didn't know why Chica liked to stay instead of leaving as soon as her eggs were laid. The way sea turtles were supposed to, Nim knew, Chica liked visiting her friends. She showed it in the way she rubbed her throat across Fred's spiky back, let Selkie sniff her nose, and let Nim tickle her chin. She showed it in the way she nodded and blinked as Nim wondered about the places she'd been and what she'd seen, and told her what they'd been doing, and about Jack's broken rudder and Alex Rover's letters. Chica wasn't cuddly, but she was a good listener. As the morning got hotter, they lazed in the calm shallows off Turtle Beach. Chica was tired because she'd swum hundreds of kilometers and laid 99 eggs. Nim was tired because she'd stayed up so late watching Chica lay eggs. Selkie was tired because she'd worried about Nim staying up so late. Fred wasn't tired, but he didn't mind being lazy if everyone else was. Just before sunset, Nim raced up to the vegetable garden to see what was ripe. She picked a lettuce and a tomato for a salad and dug up a sweet potato to bake in a celebration bonfire with fresh limpets from the rocks and coconut for dessert. To, aka at incognito.net, from jack.russo@explorer.net. Date, Friday, the 2nd of April, 1825. Dear Alex Rover, I didn't check the coconut experiment today because last night Chica came onto Turtle Beach to lay her eggs, and she likes me to sit with her while she does it. Chica is a green turtle, and she likes Selkie and Fred too, so we spent nearly the whole day with her. Jack will be home soon too, and he can check if I'm doing the experiment the right way. From Nim. P.S. Keyhole Cove is just like you described it. To jack.russo@explorer.net. From aka at incognito.net. Date, Friday, 2nd of April, 1330. Dear Nim, I think the right way to do the experiment is any way my chief experimenter wants to. Now, I'm imagining Turtle Beach, pale gold sands, marked by the flipper prints of a very special turtle, and your footprints beside her prints. I'm turtle green with envy. Yours, Alex. Alex Rover sat and stared at her computer. It wasn't easy to see because the desk was stacked with books about oceans and islands, magazines about boats and rafts, videos about seabirds and animals. The walls were covered by a map of the world, charts of the moon and stars, paintings of the sea, calm and blue, wild and gray, and every other mood between, and pictures of sandy beaches, rocky cliffs, coconut trees, tropical islands, coral reefs, seagulls, and frigate birds. But Alex was thinking about Nim and wondering whether Selkie and Fred were her sister and brother or pets.